This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It was not the news pro farming groups were hoping for. According to an EPA audit, the What's Upstream campaign was a proper use of nearly $500,000 in federal funds. The EPA's Office of Inspector General cleared the agency, the Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission, and the Swinomish Tribe of anything illegal. Safe Family Farming's Gerald Barron says it's a form of corruption that he hopes a new group of EPA leaders will fix.
We've been having discussions with some very high-level officials within the new EPA administration, and we have been assured that this is a significant issue to this administration. But we believe, since it is a largely regional issue occurring here in Washington State, that probably in terms of how the EPA functions, it would call on the new EPA administrator.
Barron says it's unclear so far who might be taking over the reins at the EPA.
So we don't have a timeline. I forget exactly what the requirements are in terms of appointing that level of federal official, but it's our expectation that when the new administrator is named, whoever that person is, would be the one responsible for really taking the lead on making the changes necessary and responding to the requests that we've made.
Listen next time for his take on the environmental groups who target farming and the motives behind their oftentimes vicious attacks.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.